Psalms chapter 70. Make haste, O Elohim, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Yahuwah. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let such as love your Yeshua say continually, Let Elohim be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O Elohim. You are my help and my deliverer. O Yahuwah, make no tarrying. Psalm 71. In you, O Yahuwah, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear unto me and save me. Be my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. You have given commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O Elohai, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For you are my hope, O Adonai Yahuwah. You are my trust from my youth. By you have I been held up from the womb. You are he that took me out of my mother's belly. My praise shall be continually of you. I am as a wonder unto many, but you are my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength fails. For my enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, Elohim has forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O Elohim, be not far from me. O Elohai, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise you more and more. My mouth shall show forth your righteousness and your Yeshua all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of Adonai Yahuwah. I will make mention of your righteousness, even of yours only. O Elohim, you have taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared your wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O Elohim, forsake me not, until I have showed your strength unto this generation, and your power to everyone that is to come. Your righteousness also, O Elohim, is very high. Who has done great things, O Elohim, who is like unto you? You, which have showed me great and sore troubles, shall quicken me again, and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. You shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise you with the psaltery, even your truth, O Elohai. Unto you will I sing with the harp, O Holy One of Yasharel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto you, and my soul which you have redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Psalm 72. Give the king your judgments, O Elohim, and your righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge your people with righteousness, and your poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people, he shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear you as long as the sun and moon endure, throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace so long as the moon endures. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheva and Siva shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. For he shall deliver the needy when he cries, the poor also, and him that has no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheva. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. There shall be a handful of grain in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be Yahuwah Elohim, the Elohai of Yasharel, who only does wondrous things. and blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Psalm 73. Truly, Elohim is good to Yasharel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasses them about as a chain, violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness, they have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression, they speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how does El know, and is there knowledge in El Elyon? Behold, these are the wicked who prosper in the world, they increase in riches. Truly I have cleansed my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued, and chastened every morning. If I say, I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of your children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Until I went into the sanctuary of El, then understood I their end. Surely you did set them in slippery places, you cast them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream when one awakens, so, O Adonai, when you awake, you shall despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my mind. So foolish was I and ignorant, I was as a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you, you have held me by my right hand. You shall guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you, and there is none upon earth that I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart fails, but Elohim is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all them that go a-whoring from you. But it is good for me to draw near to Elohim. I have put my trust in Adonai Yahuwah, that I might declare all your works. Psalm 74. O Elohim, why have you cast us off forever? Why does your anger smoke against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your assembly, which you have purchased of old, the rod of your inheritance, which you have redeemed, this Mount Zion, wherein you have dwelt. Lift up your feet unto the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy has done wickedly in the sanctuary. Your enemies roar in the midst of your assemblies. They set up their ensigns for signs. A man was famous according as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees, but now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into your sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of your name to the ground. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of El in the land. We see not our signs, there is no more any prophet, neither is there among us any that knows how long. O Elohim, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme your name forever? Why withdraw you your hand, even your right hand? Pluck it out of your bosom. For Elohim is my king of old, working Yeshua in the midst of the earth. You did divide the sea by your strength. You broke the heads of the dragons in the waters. You broke the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gave him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness. You did cleave the fountain and the flood. You dried up mighty rivers. The day is yours, the night also is yours. You have prepared the light and the sun. You have set all the borders of the earth. You have made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy has reproached, O Yahuwah, and that the foolish people have blasphemed your name. O deliver not the soul of your turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the assembly of your poor forever. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. O let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O Elohim, plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproaches you daily. Forget not the voice of your enemies. The tumult of those that rise up against you increases continually. Psalm 75. Unto you, O Elohim, do we give thanks. Unto you do we give thanks. For that your name is near, your wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the assembly, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it. Selah. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But Elohim is the judge. He puts down one and sets up another. For in the hand of Yahuwah there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he pours out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the Elohim of Yaakov. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Psalm 76. In Yehuda is Elohim known, his name is great in Yasharel. In Salem also is his tabernacle, and his dwelling place in Zion. There broke he the arrows of the bow, the shield, and the sword, and the battle, Salah. You are more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled, they have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At your rebuke, O Elohai of Yaakov, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. You, even you, are to be feared, and who may stand in your sight when once you are angry? You did cause judgment to be heard from heaven, the earth feared and was still, when Elohim arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth, Salah. Surely the wrath of man shall praise you, the remainder of wrath shall you restrain. Vow and pay unto Yahuwah Elohakim. Let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the ruach of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. Psalm 77. I cried unto Elohim with my voice, even unto Elohim with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought Adonai. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered Elohim and was troubled. I complained and my ruach was overwhelmed. Salah. You hold my eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart, and my ruach made diligent search. Will Adonai cast off forever, and will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Does his promise fail forevermore? Has El forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Salah. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of El Elyon. I will remember the works of Yah. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will meditate also of all your work and talk of your doings. Your way, O Elohim, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great an El as our Elohim? You are the El that does wonders. You have declared your strength among the people. You have with your arm redeemed your people, the sons of Yaakov and Yosef. Salah. The waters saw you, O Elohim. The waters saw you. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out a sound. Your arrows also went abroad. The voice of your thunder was in heaven. The lightnings lightened the world, the earth trembled and shook. Your way is in the sea, and your path in the great waters, and your footsteps are not known. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moshe and Aaron.